Praise the Lord. The Lord is good, and that is his nature. Wow. Now, 1 Peter 2, verse 2 to 3 says, as newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so ye be have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Now, the word of God should be the ultimate authority over our lives. As believers, that we say we should not just view the Bible as an old book filled with texts from centuries ago. We are to view the Bible as the word of God, the source of our life. It is in the word of God that we receive direction, identification, and validation. When we choose to dwell on God's word, we activate the growth in our spiritual lives. Christians who make very little time for the Bible tend to see that the dryness in their lives is because they do not have the capacity, or they do not have this little time to dwell in the word of God. The Bible equips you with everything that you need for every moment of your life. If you are unaware of what the word of God says about your life, how will you stand in the face of opposition? We have to take the word of God seriously. Think of how a newborn baby cries for milk from their mothers. They need that milk in order to survive. You need to view the word of God in the same light. You need to view it as something you cannot live without, because it is what it really is. The devil is always trying to find ways to pull you away from the confidence that you have in God. Who always try to make you feel as if you aren't good enough, or righteous enough, or holy enough to call yourself a child of God. Who aggressively throw all forms of temptation in your way in order to make you fall, so that he can have something over you. If you read your Bible on a regular basis, you realize that the devil is just a cunning figure, and he holds no power over you because of your position in Christ. The word of God reminds you of who the reason of your right standing with God is. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the center of your Christian life. And the Bible makes that very clear for you. One of God's biggest desire for us is that we grow in the knowledge that we have of his love and of his son Jesus Christ. We grow in that knowledge through reading the word of God. This is why we need to see the word of God the same way we use oxygen. We cannot imagine our lives without it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word, for it is profit and life to us. It is our courage and strength for us to move on each and every day. Father, when we have deep desire for your word, we may not have worry on making sure that we read the Bible every day. Let it become part of us. As we feed on the word, let us grow too. Let us grow into men and women of God that have always desired. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.